Most of our listeners will recognize that the Bible contains 66 books. But did you also know that there are 1,189 chapters in the Bible? There are some 31,373 verses. Also, there are 773,692 words. And would you believe, 3,580,483 letters in the Word of God. In case you don't know it, you could read the entire Bible in 1 year by reading 3 chapters every weekday and 5 chapters on Sunday. The Bible is called the Book of Books. The Bible discloses the mind of God. It reveals the state of man. It points out the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its judgments are unchangeable. Read it to be wise. Believe it to be safe. Practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to sustain you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, and the soldier's sword, as well as the Christian's charter. Here, in the Bible, heaven is opened and paradise restored and the gates of hell are made reality. Christ is its grand subject. Our good its design and the glory of God its end. It should fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, a garden of glory, and a river of pleasure. It is given you in life, will be opened in the judgment, and will be remembered forever. It involves the greatest responsibility and condemns all who trifle with its holy contents. It says of itself, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The Bible, God's book, the Book of Books. If you'd like a copy of this, we'll be glad to mail you one if you'll write us in care of the station. I have another piece I'd like to share with you. It's entitled My Old Bible. Though the covers be worn and the pages be torn, and some places bear traces of tears, most precious than gold is the book worn and old that shadows and scatters my fears. When I prayerfully look in this precious old book, much pleasure and treasure I see, many tokens of love from a Father above who's nearest and dearest to me. This book is my guide, a friend at my side. It lightens and brightens my way. Each promise I find soothes and gladdens my mind as I read it and heed it each day. To this book I will cling, of its worth I will sing, though losses and crosses be mine, for I cannot despair, though surrounded by care, while possessing this book so divine. I trust, listening friend, that the Bible is precious to you, that you do love and respect, honor and obey the Word of God. But let me tell you something about it. Just by chance you're not familiar with this book. This book declares that all men are sinners. It declares that all sinners who die outside of Christ go to a place called hell. But it also tells us that sinners need not go to hell because God the Son became the Christ of Calvary's cross, and after death he arose from the grave. He's a living man at the Father's right hand, and today he will give you eternal life. He will give you as a gift a home in heaven. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And friend, today, come with your guilt, come with your need, come to Christ. He'll give you eternal life. The Word of God will give you the assurance. If we can help, call us, and may the Lord bless you today. Amen.